What did you think about your new quarterback in his first game here?
I thought he played unbelievable, and especially with the adversity that we faced. And, you know, that was one of the things that he came out and said before the game. And, you know, we all knew it. You know, in these type of big games, you know, there's always going to be ups and downs. And adversity is key to you know, developing your team and, you know, kind of seeing who we are, you know, as a group. And, you know, the way we battled and took that all on, it was great. And Trevor, you know, played his butt off. And, you know, I couldn't be more proud, you know, to have him on our team.
Back on the right, Gabe, then we'll go to Ben.
Christian, could you take us through the last offensive play, the touchdown from Knight, what the conversations were like, and then your faith and trust that Trevor was going to get it done?
Well, yeah, you know, we knew they were going to obviously load the line of scrimmage, and, you know, we were going to put the ball in our best player's hands. And, you know, we put Keith in there just because of the way, you know, he'd been running and, you know, try to get those extra yards. But also, you know, they had been bringing a lot of edge pressure, and they were kind of try to go around the edge and get him from behind. So, you know, that's something you got to have trust in Trevor to make that read. You know, that play is a zone read, and, you know, if those two outside guys crash, you know, that's his job to pull it. And in big moments like that, you know, that's where you see, you know, his fifth year, you know, type you know, experience, and for him to make that read and pull it and get in the end zone. You know, Ricky and Tanner Shorp had great blocks on the outside, blocked that nickel player, and, you know, he was able to walk in. So it was a big-time effort by everybody.
Left side, Ben.
You know, how much easier is it on Trevor when the running backs are running as well as they did today?
Oh, no, it's easy on Trevor, and it's easy on everyone. You know, if we get that run game going, you know, I think everybody kind of saw, you know, what we're able to do, you know, when that run game's going, it opens up everything. And, you know, once the run game's going, we're big on, you know, that's when we take advantage of using our tempo. And, you know, that kind of weighed down on them, you know, early in the first half, you know, when we were kind of going and getting those long break-off runs, you know, we hurry, get on the line and run another play. And, you know, you could see, you know, they're gassed. But, you know, that's just something that we still got to, you know, keep developing during practice and get better by ourselves.
On the back, Daryl, got time for a couple more.
Christian, when your offense sputtered, was it more you guys not being able to execute, or was it something that UCLA was doing that you guys just maybe couldn't handle or didn't know was coming?
Well, you know, obviously each team, you know, going into half, you know, makes adjustments, and, you know, they came out and, you know, changed the coverages a little bit. They were able to, you know, kind of contain our run game a little better. You know, we at that point, you know, we were still, you know, full on, you know, we had everybody in, we were still attacking. You know, I think that's still something, you know, that we need to develop, is just that killer instinct. You know, when we have them down, and we had them down 24-9, you know, that's just something on the players to, you know, not lax, you know, not go to the sideline and, you know, kind of relax and think we have it in the bag, because, you know, each team is going to fight back. And, you know, if we're going to be a playoff caliber team, you know, we're going to have to develop that killer instinct. And that's one thing that we preached after the game, is, you know, not to get too lax and keep the pressure on.